This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. This song, giving off island vibes. We're going to switch things up a little bit here, though, because as you know, there's a special sound we have for the Accessibility Story Roundup. Hee-haw! Heading over to a little bit more of a Western cowboy aesthetic. Yeah. We wear multiple faces here on Now with Dave Brown. Let's get to the article, which is entitled, "This Induction Stovetop Uses Voice Commands Plus Haptic Feedback to Make Cooking Safer for the Blind." It was written by Sean McNulty, and it was published in Yanko Design. Cookware developed specifically for the blind and visually impaired communities requires a good blend of ergonomic and tactile design elements. While today's product designs across industries shoot for minimalism, ditching bulky gear for a more elemental and bare look, the lack of sensory components overlooks those who might benefit from an ergonomic design like the visually impaired community. French industrial designer Dorian Femet created Ugo, a two-part induction stovetop to help streamline work in the kitchen for the blind community. Ugo is a portable, two-part induction stovetop that helps blind people navigate cooking through haptic dials and an overall ergonomic build. At the center of Ugo's design, Femin incorporated a chunky stove dial that clicks into place when turned to the right. The size of the stove dial enhances the stove's ergonomic design by guiding the user's sense of touch to stovetop's main power function. Femin's stovetop also implements wide, easy-to-grip handles, ensuring safe carrying and boosting the stove's tactile attributes. Ugo also recites step-by-step recipes to users, weaving in a sense of hearing to aid blind people's experiences in the kitchen. This addition allows room for users to engage with cookware and accessories already in their kitchen and get cooking while Ugo narrates each step along the way. While cookware for the visually impaired still has a long way to go, designers notice the lack of inclusive home products and create appliances that streamline everyday tasks, striking a balance between tactile, bulky, stove dials, and clever incorporation of sensory elements. Femin's Ugo boasts accessibility without compromising its refined personality. I read that word for word verbatim because I thought it was written in such a poetic way, also kind of in a little bit of an advertorial way. But if you are interested in learning more about Ugo, it's spelled U-G-O, Ugo, and the designer is Femin, so F-A-M-I-N, but Ugo, U-G-O, is where you can learn more about this tactile stove top. Very neat, and I love talking about stuff in the kitchen that might be able to help you engage in your culinary lifestyle while still doing it safely. Let's bring in Nazreen Abdelmajid. She has the entertainment report. Nazreen, you're filling in for Daniel for the next couple of weeks. So what do you have on top of your mind when it comes to entertainment today?
Yes, so Travis Scott and Kendall Jenner are buzzing all over entertainment. So I thought I'd talk about it, whether you care or not.
I do like Travis Scott.
Yeah, I love Travis Scott.
I don't know if Kendall Jenner has actual talents, but she's very famous.
We'll see. She's gorgeous. But anyways, aside from that, Travis Scott recently shared a snippet of new music on Instagram. However, Kendall Jenner was a little disappointed to see someone special not have a cameo in his latest video. What? Travis Scott, I'm trying to add, you know, a little excitement to this, right? But we'll see. Travis Scott recently took to Instagram to share a short visual of his new music video. There was something, or rather someone, missing that immediately caught the model's eye. And the image shown on screen shows the comments made on Instagram. The Sicko Mode rapper captioned the post, Some ask me how I'm starting tonight off. I'm a making a Who's ready? I want the rage tonight. This isn't me saying this. I'm just quote unquote. This is what it says. In the clip posted, at least three black dogs were seen running down a hill at one point, which prompted Kendall to jokingly comment, "The fact that Pyro didn't get casted for this." And Pyro, for those who may not know, is none other than Kendall's black Doberman that was introduced to the world back in 2018. And okay. She's even joking. She's even joked that she's practically raising her own model. So all of this, and then Travis wrote back, see, when I was shooting this, I for sure said Pyro needed to pull up. I'm shooting Pyro for the cover. So this made headlines.
Dog drama. Hashtag dog drama.
Dog drama. And I never thought I would report something like this ever. But it's all over entertainment. So I'm like, should I? Yes. Should I not?
Yes,
I
you think... should, because this is the modern stuff. And now with Dave Brown is a modern show, Nazreen.
That's true.
I've got questions. I've got questions. Yes, go Are they it. Dating? Are Travis Scott and Kendall Jenner dating?
Kylie. Okay. So let me get you. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Walk me through the dating tree here, because I know NBA player Ben Simmons was dating a Jenner, but I think they broke up.
So Kylie and Travis Scott were together.
Okay.
But a little over a month ago, after Kylie, Travis Scott, and Stormy hit the red carpet for an event, they seemed a little cozy. So all the fans are buzzing. Are they back together? Are they not? I don't know. So that's the latest news. We don't know. It's okay. Not official. But of course, the fans are like, yes, bring them back together. I thought they were cute, to be honest. I thought they were a good fit. And I know Travis Scott really cares for Stormy, so
Which one is the handbag designer? Which is the one who made like the billions of dollars designing handbags?
Isn't it Kim Kardashian? Okay, I'm asking you.
Yeah, you're definitely asking the wrong person.
It might be Kim Kardashian, because Kylie has the makeup.
Maybe it's the makeup. I've lost the thread. I've lost the thread.
Because I'm not really into watching their reality show. I'm just not that type of person.
Okay.
But saying this on TV. Ooh. But yeah, so I think that's what they all have this business going. Good for them. But yeah, that was it.
Nazreen, we have a Kardashian Jenner insider. Our audio producer, Sam Robinson, has the scoop.
I mean, I'm not. I wouldn't say the insider, but I do know that it is Kim Kardashian who is.
I was right.
Running the bags. She has the bags. Okay. She also has cosmetics and yes. some shapewear, is described as.
I think she has like contour and everything. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. She has quite a few things going on for her.
I love this. Okay, this is definitely a different brand of entertainment report than Daniel's, and I love it. I love it. No video games in this one. We're talking about the Jenners and the Kardashians. Nazreen, top end job. Love it. Great, but
hitting a different highlight to entertainment.
Hey, entertainment's a big broad term. You know, like there's music. We don't do a lot of music with Dano, so maybe we'll get a little music with you here for the next couple of weeks. Yeah. We're gonna get some celebrity drama, gossip. I love it. Let's keep changing things up a little bit. We are not dogmatic, even when we're talking about hashtag dog drama on Now with Dave Brown. See, like how I spun that, Nazreen, because you gave me a cursory laugh there. You can stick around to tell us what's trending. Nazreen, what's trending on social media?
So one of Canada's top trends is hashtag Maggie McNeil. Canada's Maggie McNeil has won Canada's first gold medal in the Tokyo Olympics Monday after finishing first in the women's 100-meter butterfly. And I just want to quickly point out that the image shown on screen shows Maggie McNeil wrapped in a Canadian flag standing on a giant gold medal projected on the floor.
Nice.
And, yeah, spot on. So surprise, surprise, Olympics. It's going to be probably trending for the next few weeks.
Couple weeks, yeah, for sure.
Or this week. I was looking over Twitter and I'm like, oh my God, it's all about the Olympics. Will Dave be mad?
No,
what is up?
You know, unlike, because you were here last week when I went on my little rant about my ethical dilemma around the Olympics and Paralympics that are going on.
And
like, I think it's just important that I acknowledge that I have this ethical dilemma, that I do feel a bit of like forces being pulled in different directions at me. But Nazreen, bear in mind, I watch college football every Saturday, American college football every Saturday in the fall, which is like the ultimate ethical dilemma. So the fact if I can reconcile that on any given Saturday, I can certainly reconcile the Olympics and certainly get sort of riled up and enjoy when Maggie McNeil wins that gold. When we had Kate Klimkate win a bronze medal in judo earlier today, the first ever Canadian woman to win a medal in judo. I love that stuff. Like, there's still a lot of personal stories celebrate during the Olympics, and I still enjoy it. I still, even if I have that little thing tickling me in the back of my brain being like, is this going to make a global pandemic worse?
I know. I totally agree with you for that when you mentioned it last week. These are such proud moments for the Olympics. So I also want to point out Maggie McNeil is 21, yeah, finished right. with a time of 55.59 seconds, setting a Canadian record at her first Olympic Games. And according to Global News, McNeil now adds Olympic champion to her swimming resume, mm-hmm. a compliment to the world title she won 2 years ago in Gwangju, South Korea. McNeil knew the world title meant she was going to surprise anyone in Tokyo. And Canada currently holds 3 medals at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, all in the swimming category, which is epic. And the silver medal went to China's Zhang Yufei, and the bronze to Australia's Emma McKeon. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty good. It was it was a thrill. And I've seen all over on Twitter. So these are such proud moments. I'm proud of her. 21. That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice to see young athletes having that success. Nazreen, thank you for this. You were a wonderful success today as well. So have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
That's a gold medal for Nazreen today. So now let's give Canada 5 medals. Just throw in one for Nazreen there. Put her on the podium as well. Let's bring in Mike Ross, who also will give him a medal too for this day in history, the now of then, preemptively.
Hey, as long as I hit my personal best, Dave, I'm a happy man.
It's all about PRs, personal
records.
That
is right. We're going back to 1875 for our first note. Psychologist Carl Jung was born in Kesseville, Switzerland. He founded analytical psychology and introduced the concepts of introvert and extrovert personalities.
And the collective unconscious.
Oui. 1936. King Edward VIII unveiled the Vimy Ridge Memorial at the site of the 1917 First World War battle in northern France. The memorial was designed by Canadian sculptor Walter Allward. The monument took 11 years to build. Several thousand Canadians made a pilgrimage to the site for the dedication and continued to visit to this day. And 1998, 3 spectators were killed at the U.S. 500 auto race in Brooklyn, Michigan, after a tire hurtled into the stands after a single car crash. And those are your events and happenings this day in history.
Thanks so much for that, Mike. Let's bring in Ramya Amuthan, who is the co-host of Kelly & Company, which comes your way at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI Audio. And Ramya joins us now. Hey, good morning, Ramya.
Morning, Dave. Hope you had a good long weekend.
I did have a good long weekend. And Ramya, even before I start asking you questions about today's show, I need to ask you our daily poll at AMI Audio on Twitter, Accessible Media Inc. on Facebook. We're asking the listeners and the viewers and the social media peeps today, if you could compete in any Paralympic or Olympic summer sport, which one would it be? And we've got the general categories here, but we're encouraging people to get specific. But let me give you the categories. You've got track and field, water sports, cycling, gymnastics. But of course, there are so many other sports available there, Ramya, including sort of specific competitions as well. So if you could compete in one, which one would it be?
Well, let's assume that I would be amazing at one of these things in order to answer this question.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Like, we're assuming that you've like done the training and like you've got the ability and the talent to do whatever you want here on this list.
Yeah, not that like I suck at swimming and somehow it's going to be part of my Olympic journey to be part of it. But let's just pretend I'm an amazing swimmer. It would be something of the swimming sports. I think it's just because I've had conversations with athletes who've done the swimming as part of Olympics and as part of competitive journeys. And I find it so lovely to be hitting the water and doing what you love. And that would be probably something that I'd take part in.
The thing that I love about swimming in particular and why I would never do it at a competitive level is that it's an incredible combination of skill and will. There's a lot of sports where just like a willingness to compete can drag you through. Now that said, you still need to develop skills to be elite, but you know, the running technique, eventually you can sort of figure out. Whereas when you're talking about swimming, and not only is it incredibly difficult on the lungs and the muscles, the precision of every movement is so important. Your stroke needs to be perfect. So it's one of those sports that's really about the combination of the skill and the will, which I think is just tremendous.
Yeah. I've always been pretty proud of my ability to hold my breath underwater, though, so who knows?
So you're halfway there. You're halfway there. If you have the lung capacity, you're halfway there. Now we're talking.
Ramya. Generously, loosely halfway there.
Ramya, what's coming up on the show this afternoon?
Okay, we're talking to Brock Richardson of the Neutral Zone. He's giving us our weekly sports update to kick off the show with.
Mm-hmm.
And We're going to talk about the AMI original documentary called Pivot Like a Boss. It's airing this Friday on AMI TV, and Wendy Purvis in Halifax is going to be giving us the details on what to look forward to. They've profiled some really incredible entrepreneurs for this documentary. We're also learning about Opera Italiers releasing their first ever online audio described film adaptation of Handel's The Resurrection. So we catch up with them kind of annually. They always have really cool projects going on for the blind and partially sighted community. So looking forward to this one as well.
Well, all those different topics on the show, you guys are going to have to pivot like a boss to get from segment to segment. So I wish you luck with that endeavor. Ramya, always fun catching up. Have yourself a great day, great show, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk tomorrow.
That's Ramya Amuthan. She's the co-host of Kelly & Company. Comes your way 2 p.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. Coming up next, Jim Crisco will give you the Western Regional Report and describe Saskatchewan's commitment to a new skills training program. This is Now with Dave Brown on AMI. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.